Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day, despite the fact that one of our great educational institutions has decided that the term women cannot be applied to people delivering children anymore. So what's the substitute? Birthing people. No, seriously, birthing people. We will get to that. That goes along with people losing confidence in the whole institution of marriage, in addition to other American institutions. And to a new survey by Fox News. And again, it's not Gallup. We're not talking about NBC. Not even NBC, Wall Street Journal. It's a Fox News survey. And it's utterly fascinating, and so fascinating that even the rivals to Fox News over at CNN are paying attention to it. The headline at CNN, one in five people think Donald Trump will be remembered as one of the country's greatest presidents. That's extraordinary. And yes, it's very noteworthy, and it certainly gets the attention of CNN. If you're one of those people who believe that President Trump will be remembered as one of the greatest presidents ever, I'm not going to debate that with you, but you can certainly give us a call at 1-800-955-1776, our phone number. The story reports that President Donald Trump's days in the White House are increasingly numbered, but the conversation has begun to turn to one of legacy. How will history remember Trump's 4 years in office? I think it's a question that is on the mind of President Trump, probably Kayleigh McEnany, his press secretary, Mark Meadows, his chief of staff, all of the people close to the president. It's surely on the mind of Mike Pence, who would have to be considered to be the front runner, if it's not Trump himself, for winning the nomination in 2024. The total of 48% in the Fox News poll that was released over the weekend rated Trump as somewhere between average or one of the country's greatest presidents. A very similar 50% said that Trump will go down in history as somewhere between below average and one of the country's worst presidents. Is that fascinating? Because, again, it was so close with President Trump in this election. It was close in his first election. In both, he lost the popular vote, but it was by just about that margin, 50 to 48%. Actually, the first election, Hillary got 48%, Trump got 46%. But that 48% think he would rank as a above-average president, and 50% think he would be below average or one of the worst ever. But here's what's remarkable. Chris Saliza writes that what's most interesting, at least to me, is the extremes. The people who say Trump is either in the pantheon of the greatest presidents, eligible to be out there on Mount Rushmore, as long as that's a monument. He's either going to be eligible for the pantheon of the greatest presidents or among the lowest of the low as the worst presidents. Okay, what percentage of people think that Trump will be remembered as one of the greatest presidents in our history? 22%, more than one in five. And how many think he will be among the worst presidents ever? And who else would count as the worst presidents ever? Well, usually people named Franklin Pierce, James Buchanan. Sometimes people will add John Tyler, Andrew Johnson. They're people who are not often discussed in American history because basically their administrations failed. But 42% think Trump will be considered one of the worst presidents ever. In other words, the ratio is about 2 to 1. People think he is likely to be one of the worst presidents ever, as opposed to those who think he'll be one of the very best ever. And who are the people who think that he will go down as one of the country's greatest presidents? That it'd be Lincoln, Washington, maybe Franklin Roosevelt, maybe Theodore Roosevelt, maybe Ronald Reagan, and then Donald Trump. The Fox News poll shows among white men, 29% think President Trump will go down as one of the country's greatest presidents. Of those who voted for him last time, 49%, so half of his voters, say that he'll go down as one of the greatest presidents ever. And this is interesting. White evangelicals, you know, have been so enthusiastic about President Trump and given him such loyal support, but only 36% of white evangelicals think President Trump will be rated as one of the greatest presidents ever. And then Chris Saliza writes, and I think he's correct about this, Trump's command over his base is more powerful than any GOP politician we have seen in a very long time. More powerful than any GOP politician since Reagan. And yeah, that's a long time. I mean, Reagan retired from the presidency in 1989. They just don't think he deserves a second term, writes Saliza. They think Trump is a historically great president. Which, of course, echoes Trump's own view of his presidency. In November 2018, he was doing an interview with Chris Wallace over at Fox News on Fox News Sunday. And Chris Wallace asked Trump, and this is right after he had lost the midterm elections, lost the control of the House, and things had gone not so well for Republicans. Said, how would you rate yourself, give yourself a letter grade? Trump said, I would give myself an A+. And right before this election, campaigning in the crucial state of Pennsylvania, he ended up losing Pennsylvania by about 80,000 votes. President Trump said, you know, we're the party of Abraham Lincoln. A lot of people don't know that. I think everyone listening to me knows that. The great Abraham Lincoln. He's a man I've always competed against. Uh-huh. I can be more presidential than any president ever, except for the possible exception of Abraham Lincoln when he's wearing the hat. There actually are only a few pictures of Abraham Lincoln wearing the hat. But one of them is fairly famous where he's meeting with General McClellan. But and then Saliza writes, well, how Trump will be viewed in the light of history is something we can't know right now. There's a lot of data to suggest he probably isn't going to end up in the conversation as one of the best leaders America's ever had. Why not? It has nothing to do with his actual performance. It has to do with his electoral performance. In other words, people who lose re-election, there are no people who lost re-election who were thought of as great presidents. Certainly we've had people who've lost re-election bids who we think of as great men. John Adams, John Quincy Adams, George Herbert Walker Bush. But great presidents, if you're a great president, how do you lose re-election? We'll get to that and to marriage losing favor and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted it to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MEDVED. Call 800-320-6280. Promo code MEDVED. On the MedVed Show, we like to call attention to numbers, statistics that are optimistic about our country. Well, here's one that's not so optimistic, but it's very, very real. There are now 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to aging, exercise, overexertion. Now, Relief Factor can help, particularly with the exercise-related pain or the general muscle aches and pains that many of us experience. I use Relief Factor myself, and I'm proud to do so because this is a great natural product with no medicines or drugs, no addictive qualities at all. Click on the banner at our website at michaelmedved.com for Relief Factor. Order that quick start. Get thanked by listeners for this all the time. I hope you become one of those thankful listeners too. Call 833-654-PAIN. It's toll free. 833-654-PAIN. Or go to the website michaelmedved.com and click on the big banner for Relief Factor.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Last 2 days to take advantage of this year, 2020, and to maybe get a little bit of a break on your taxes with a very worthwhile contribution to Next Generation Ministries and their Food Basket Project, which is focusing in a very one-on-one way and helping literally thousands of people, and particularly thousands of children in Uganda. Your gift of $10 can feed a hungry child for an entire week. $200 can feed a family of five for a full month. Or $40 can feed a single hungry child for a full month. And it takes just moments, literally, to sign up and to get credit for this tax-deductible gift. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Next Generation Ministries. It's a lovely cause that's making a real difference in changing and enriching lives. And I'll tell you something else that makes a real difference in changing and enriching lives. It's the institution of marriage. And one of the things that is shocking about this new Gallup report, big, thick report, it says, is marriage becoming irrelevant? They don't issue with this report any of the extraordinarily high levels of data that children do better coming from stable married households. And this is something my wife, Dr. Diane Medved, has written about actually many times in three different books, and including the book we did together, Saving Childhood, Protecting Our Children from the National Assault on Innocence. The fact is that one of the things that kids need is a sense of security, a sense kids like getting up in the same bed. They like eating the same stuff. If you remember when you were a kid, or you remember what it was like raising your kids. Our son Danny was notorious for it. He basically only wanted to eat pasta. As a weird kid, okay. But pasta and pizza, that was it. And basically, kids don't like a lot of change. And it's important for them to believe that the world around them is secure, that they can count on it, because they're going through so many changes anyway, physically and emotionally and intellectually, all of that. So providing the security of marriage gives kids a tremendous advantage. Children who grow up in stable marriages are much more likely to have stable marriages of their own. They are much more likely to stay out of prison and to stay out of unfortunate outcomes. They're much more likely to do well in school. They're much more likely to do well in careers. Now, all of the stuff that people would want for their kids is helped if they grow up in a married household. And yet, under the heading is marriage becoming irrelevant? Gallup writes, Americans are less inclined now than in recent years to see marriage as critical for couples who have children together, or for couples who plan to spend the rest of their lives together. And this is pretty remarkable. They ask this question. When a couple has a child together, how important is it to you that they legally marry? Now, they ask this question in a foolish way. They say, how important is it to you? They should take out the to you. How important is it, do you think, to their children, is the real question. Is it very important that they marry? Somewhat important? Not too important? Or not important at all? And fewer U.S. adults now than in past years believe it is very important for couples who have children to be married. Back in 2006, 49% said it was very important for couples who have kids to marry. Now it's down to 29%. Really? What they're saying is 71% of Americans don't think it's very important for a mother and father, or, okay, two mothers to marry and to raise their children in a married household. This is remarkable and a little bit depressing. What's really shocking to me about it is when you break down the numbers, there's no group of Americans who actually, even among people who attend church every week, it used to be that 65% of people who attended church every week thought it was very important that couples with children should marry. Now it's down to a minority, down to 45%. Among people who seldom or never attend church, Only 19% think it's important for couples to get married. I find this extraordinary. And again, there are enough people now who themselves have grown up in, I mean, look, I grew up in a home where when I was an adult, I was 25 when my parents divorced. And was it hard on my kid brother who was still at home? Ask him. Yes, it was. It's divorce is difficult. And part of the reason that living without legal marriage is difficult is because statistically, and this has been shown again and again and again, if you do get married, it doesn't ensure that you're going to be together for a lifetime. But you have a much better chance of having that relationship survive than if there is no marriage. Now, here's the part that I think is strange about this survey. And again, it's a big scientific survey, and Gallup does something about it. They say the lesser importance Americans place today on being married is borne out to some degree in the trends in marriage rates. The poll finds that most American adults, 69%, have been married at some point in their lives. But here, to me, is the fascinating thing. The vast majority of U.S. adults who have not married, 81% say they would like to get married someday. When that question was last asked in 2013, it was only 78%. So with all of this going on, among people who have never married, the percentage who still want to get married remains extraordinarily high. It's one of these reasons that I think the whole heading for this particular study is misleading and inappropriate. Is marriage becoming irrelevant? It clearly isn't irrelevant if people who have never married, if 4 out of 5 say, yes, I want to get married someday. And by the way, it's that doesn't mean that 1 out of 5 who say, oh, I don't really care, it's not important to me, I don't want to get married, even some of them may just be lucky enough to find that right person. Will they find that right person if it is a birthing person? What does that mean? We'll get to that coming up on the MedVed Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate could be in session straight through New Year's Day if there's no agreement on taking up legislation. The House passed Monday to increase the size of economic relief checks to $2,000. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell informed senators of plans for a live quorum call at 5 o'clock Eastern Time today, followed by a vote on preceding the effort to override President Trump's veto of the fiscal 2021 defense authorization bill. A top health official says more vaccines could be on the way in the first few months of 2021. Dr. Moncef Slaoui talking about the vaccine from Oxford and AstraZeneca.
We project, if everything goes well, that readouts and emergency use authorization may be granted somewhere early in April.
UK regulators have already approved it. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
I do believe it is a problem in American culture when the use of the terms mother or women, that those terms are now dubious or unacceptable or at least being challenged. Well, that's the case at one of the nation's more prestigious medical schools. That's the subject of this Michael Medved multicultural update. Listen.
And now, a celebration of diversity in action. It's time for Toleration.
Listen, what the flower people say.
Tranquility.
Imagine all the people.
And harmony.
Living life in peace.
Here is a Michael Medved multicultural moment.
Okay, this multicultural moment brought to you by Harvard Medical School. And they have a Twitter account where instead of using the term women regarding childbirth, they use the term birthing people. Now, what's the context? Here is the context. To advertise a panel about maternal justice, whatever that means. The Harvard Medical School Postgraduate and Continuing Education account tweeted this, and I'll read you the tweet in its entirety. Globally, ethnic minority, pregnant, and birthing people suffer worse outcomes and experiences during and after pregnancy and childbirth. These inequities have been further highlighted by COVID-19. Watch this panel discussion on maternal justice. Okay, can't you say pregnant women instead of birthing people? And apparently there were thousands of social media users who made fun of Harvard Medical School. And so the school followed up with another tweet. And the follow-up tweet says, The webinar panelists used the term birthing person in order to include those who identify as non-binary or transgender, because not all who give birth identify as women or girls. We understand the reactions to this terminology and in no way meant for it to erase or dehumanize women. Assigned Harvard Med postgraduate and continuing education. Okay, really? That somehow, I know they do a big thing whenever, quote, a man gives birth. And what that always means is it's somebody who was born female, who was a cisgendered female, and then never went through gender reassignment or gender correction or gender, not reassignment, they say gender confirmation surgery. So they kept their female equipment, because unless they kept their female equipment, they're not going to be pregnant. Yeah, it just doesn't work that way. And they haven't figured out yet how to take people who were formerly male and then implant them with the kind of female equipment you would want for a birth. The entire thing is just shows you, I think, how much we are losing touch with, can we say common sense? Or just basic appreciations of reality? And one of the things that people, I think, tend to appreciate in reality is the whole idea of birth and more and motherhood. Oh, for goodness sake. And by the way, the tuition at Harvard Medical School right now, and this is tuition only, no room and board, it's $64,984. Actually, I'm surprised it's that low. They're having huge controversy right now at Dalton School in Manhattan, a private school where 120 faculty members have signed up to demand a special racial treatment for people of color. And Dalton School is $59,000 a year. And that's a, I believe Dalton runs from kindergarten through high school. But again, this is a racket. And I think it also reflects one of the reasons that right now, what's fascinating to me is that when you look at the ethics ratings that are shown in Harvard, in Gallup polls, it has nothing to do with Harvard. Actually, Gallup organization is located in Princeton, New Jersey. It's a different Ivy League town. In any event, the Gallup poll, they ask, how would you rate the ratings of various professions? And this year, again, the profession on top with a distinctly rising rating, number one. What's the most respected profession in terms of its ethics and morality and service? Nursing. Nursing. And as the proud father-in-law of a wonderful nurse who is expecting, again, and our daughter-in-law, Rochelle, and married to our son, Danny, in any event, you understand why nurses get that kind of respect. And anyone who has actually gone through any kind of recent medical procedure understands. Nurses are, in so many ways, the best of the medical profession and very often serve as a patient's advocate. And God bless nurses. But teachers, I think, have also risen in the ethics rating. And I think part of that may be absence makes the heart grow fonder, because when you talk to teachers who are trying their best and against the odds, because the virtual education that so many students have been consigned to is very, very difficult, And I think that might be why the rating for teachers has gone up. You know what's gone down? Politicians of every kind, particularly members of Congress. We're talking about people who rank the ethics as high for members of Congress. It's less than 10%. I know that the late Senator McCain used to joke about our approval ratings here in the Congress of the United States are pretty much down to paid staff and family members. Though maybe not even that. However, when someone who has devoted his life to political service passes away at a young age, there's a moment of unanimity where people can come together and can mourn him with dignity. And I think that is part of what just happened with Congressman-elect Luke Letlow of Eastern Louisiana, who just died from coronavirus at age 41. And what's fascinating is you can hear people on all sides of the aisle lamenting his passing. We'll share some of that with you. There's also ongoing conversation that about the Georgia runoff and about Barack Obama teaming with John Legend on precisely what is at stake at the Georgia runoff elections. And what's at stake is control of the Senate. And yes, what epic work of musical literature has nothing to do with Nobel Prize winner Bob Dylan was tagged as Song of the Year by NPR. We'll get to that. In this great holiday season, maybe you're wondering about what you can buy for a person that has everything. Well, how about donating on that person's behalf to a child who has nothing? Being a third world nation, Uganda was hit particularly hard with COVID-19 and lockdowns. There are literally millions of parents who are looking into a child's eyes and not being able to tell them where the next meal can come from. One of the places it can come from is a great humanitarian organization that I am proud to link with here. It is called Next Generation Ministries, and they are there to help provide food and medical needs, particularly for children and their mothers. Your gift of $10 can feed a hungry child for an entire week. $40 can feed a child for a month. $200 can feed a family of five people for a month. Click on the banner at our website for Next Generation Ministries. This is a great organization. Click on the banner at michaelmedved.com. That's michaelmedved.com. With Election Day now behind us, our economic and social problems, well, they're still here. And people are uncertain about the future, of course, with a nervous world economy and coronavirus numbers still rising. Well, wealth protection is more important than ever. I've bought gold, silver, and even platinum from my good friend and coin and bullion expert for over 40 years, Nick Rovich. Nick owns AmFed Coin and Bullion in Arizona, and he has over 25,000 long-term satisfied clients all across the United States and an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. He's earned a reputation for honesty, for expertise, and for trust among his peers and his customers. He's a court-certified expert, and AmFed is the only company I trust in that unregulated coin and bullion industry. Whether you're interested in acquiring or selling rare coins or precious metals, call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com, 800-221-7694, and learn more at AmericanFederal.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
And at the end of this grim year, and it has been a grim year, it's worth thinking back to other grim moments and the way that America responded. And of course, that brings people back a little bit to September 11th and the devastation and the fear and even some of the panic that followed. And I don't know if you remember this, but I'm sure many of you do. After September 11th took place and after it became known that apparently one of the targets for United 93 was the Capitol building, there was a moment when members of Congress, Democrats and Republicans, and it was very, very bitterly, closely divided. The Senate was divided right at that time at 50-50. It was exactly what it will be if, God forbid, both Democrats win. It's going to be a 50-50 Senate again, as we had in 2001. In any event, everybody came out together and they sang God Bless America. They sang off-key, of course, but they sang heartfelt together, standing together, and they weren't socially distanced. That was not a thing after September 11th. But it was kind of a recognition of common humanity, and at this time of division, where they're even talking about interrupting the normal ceremony they go through when the electoral votes are formally received and then they're announced by the vice president, and that's been done by everybody, including vice presidents who announced their own defeat, like Richard Nixon did in announcing his own defeat for running for president when he was vice president in 1961, like Al Gore did in 2001. In any event, people have been coming together a little bit on Capitol Hill in honor of the late Luke Letlow. Now, you've never heard of Luke Letlow, probably, unless you're from Louisiana, because he was just elected. He had just won a runoff election. This is a very Republican district. Luke Letlow is a conservative Republican. He took ill with COVID-19, December 18th. And then he went to the hospital. He was trying to follow all the guidelines. He was moved for a time to a stable condition in the intensive care unit. He's receiving the drug remdesivir and steroids as part of his treatment at the time of his death. He was 41 years old. Here's the way that Steve Scalise, the number two Republican in the House of Representatives and his fellow representative from Louisiana, spoke about the late Congressman-elect Letlow This is clip six.
Is this just such devastating news last night? I know I've been talking to Luke the last few days. He's been fighting and was battling in the hospital up in Shreveport, and you know, it was taking a turn for the worst right before Christmas. It was going up and down, and you know, it was just heartbreaking. I mean, Luke is a young guy, 41 years old, in great health. And looking forward to a bright future. He had just gotten elected to Congress 3 weeks ago. We would talk a lot about the things he wanted to do, the committees he wanted to get on. Boy, talk about a loss of someone with so much energy. He's got a beautiful young family. I know my prayers are with Julia, his two young kids. You know, everything about this is just heartbreaking. Our whole delegation is devastated. Luke is just, you know, one of those people that everybody liked. And boy, he was really looking forward to the opportunity to serve in Congress, and just a tragic loss.
He had gotten his start in politics working as an aide to Bobby Jindal, the future governor of Louisiana, when Bobby Jindal was a three-term congressman from Louisiana. And here's what Governor Jindal had to say about his friend, Luke Letlow, on Fox News, clip 9.
I hope people get to know a little bit about Luke the person. I know everybody's going to be talking about him as a rising star in the Republican Party, as a congressman-elect, but, you know, I first met Luke when he was still a college student. He came to work on my first gubernatorial, my first race, my first campaign. We spent hours in his truck driving all over Louisiana, and he was exactly the kind of person Washington needs right now. He would have been a great congressman, but he loved people. You know, he was a lifelong Republican, he was a conservative, he was a Christian, but even more than his ideology and politics, he loved serving people. You know, he loved constituent services. He loved helping people get the help they needed. That's what he was passionate about. And I think we could use a little bit more of that in Washington. He was not a guy that was going up there to make headlines. He was not a guy going up there to make national news. He was going up there because he wanted to help the people in the community he was born and raised in. He lived his life in the 5th District. And so we're all mourning the early passing of such an incredible man, such a great friend, and really a great leader for our state, and would have been a great leader for our country.
The Democratic governor of Louisiana, and yes, they have a Democratic governor just reelected, Governor John Bel Edwards, is a moderate Democrat. He ordered that flags in the state be flown at half-staff on the day of Letlow's funeral. And the mayor of New Orleans, who is not a moderate Democrat, she's a liberal Democrat, LaToya Cantrell, she tweeted out, "We are heartbroken to learn of the passing of Congressman-elect Luke Letlow. He was a promising young leader who loved Louisiana deeply. Our prayers go out to his family and loved ones." Even Nancy Pelosi said this, clip 3, about Luke Letlow.
Sadly, the Congress received the news last evening of the passing of a new member of Congress, Luke Letlow, from Louisiana, due to be sworn in this Sunday, but taken by the coronavirus yesterday. He leaves his wife and two babies, and we extend great sympathy to his family. It's so sad. 41 years old, coronavirus, blood clot, complication. It could happen to anyone.
And it could happen to anyone. And it's one of those powerful reminders, and we do need them, that as much as we want this pandemic to be over, it isn't. There's another story. It's actually, thank God, a story where someone was very sick and hospitalized, but appears to have recovered. Another politician. The Washington Post is covering the story of a guy named Tom Mountain. I don't know him. But he is a leader of the Massachusetts Republican Party. And yes, there is a Republican Party in Massachusetts. They even have a Republican for governor. And earlier in December, he posed for a maskless photo in front of a silver menorah, along with dozens of other guests without face coverings, mingling at the White House Hanukkah party. He had been invited by President Trump. 3 days later, he was rushed to the hospital with a severe case of COVID-19 that later left him close to needing a ventilator. Now, as Mountain recovers at home in Newton, Massachusetts, he says he likely contracted the virus at the White House event. The December 9th event, where Mountain believes he contracted the coronavirus, was one of at least 25 indoor holiday celebrations the White House scheduled, despite warnings from the Trump administration's own public health experts to avoid large gatherings and travel to mitigate the spread of the virus that has killed more than 333,000 Americans. The tough thing for Tom Mountain is he's getting better. He is also the vice chairman of the state's Republican Jewish Committee. He said his wife urged him to skip the White House Hanukkah celebration over fears he'd contract the virus. She chose to stay home, but Mountain said he felt politically and morally obligated to go. In any event, it was one of two White House Hanukkah parties that President Trump staged. He didn't actually go to the one that featured Tom Mountain. The sad part is his wife and two of his children also tested positive and are recovering from the disease. What's the point of mentioning all of this? It's where we're going into a New Year's time to celebrate, right? And everybody be careful. I mean, yes, we have this great hope of vaccinations, and they're not going to reach 20 million vaccinations by New Year's, but it will be several million, and we're moving forward with that. We'll bring you more on that coming up on the Medved Show. But the idea that you should basically dispense with all caution is not a good idea. Whatever your age. And be careful, because we need you. Your family needs you, and your friends need you, and your work needs you, and your community needs you, and America needs you. We need a healthy America. We need to return to health of every variety, physical and social and spiritual, in order to remain and sustain this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, right? It and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.